Context cues, for example, sights, smells, sounds, relate to the external environment, that is the setting where a memory is formed, which acts as a retrieval cue to help access the memories formed in that context. And the more closely the retrieval cues, the sights, smells, sounds, etc., match the external environment in which the learning occurred, the greater the chance of accurately recalling the information. As beautifully illustrated by a famous experiment done by Godden and Baddeley in 1975, where they used a repeated measures design, and they got experienced divers to learn or encode a list of words either on shore or on an ocean bed at a depth of 6 meters. And they had to listen to the word lists presented twice, and then the subjects had to listen to 15 digits, and they had to copy these down to eliminate the use of maintenance rehearsal. And then after another 4 minutes, they were asked to recall the words under four conditions: encoding the information on land and then retrieving it on land, or encoding it underwater and retrieving it underwater, or encoding it on land and retrieving it underwater, or encoding it underwater and retrieving it on land. And the results showed that the recall was significantly higher when the retrieval context matched the encoding context. So therefore, when retrieving on land, much higher results if they encoded it on land. Likewise, retrieving it underwater, much higher results or recall rate when they had to encode it underwater as opposed to encoding it on land.